This goes to Dr. Holmes, Holmes, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Rose, middle initial M, like Margaret, Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, date of birth March 8th, 1958. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a consultation for Mrs. Brooks for evaluation of microalbuminuria. She does have preserved renal function, and she's had type 2 diabetes for many years. She has no symptoms. She did try Jardiance recently. It did cause severe polyuria, dysuria, and also a yeast, vaginal yeast infection. So she was intolerant of that drug. And she, all the symptoms subsided when she discontinued the drug. She has had a remote history of a kidney stone that passed spontaneously and was not recovered, so we don't know the type. Currently, she's feeling well, no headaches or dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no incontinence, nocturia only one time per night, if that, often, sometimes none, no edema or claudication symptoms, no neuropathic pain. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, aortic stenosis, and history of kidney stone in 2005, which passed spontaneously. Past surgical history, she had a hysterectomy, but ovaries remain. She had a bladder sling surgery. She did have cardiac ablation for RSV 17 years ago. That's fairly well controlled at this point. Last colonoscopy was done in 2023, and that was normal. She's had an EGD for severe dysphagia and a dilation, and no, the dysphagia was completely resolved after the esophageal dilation. Social history, the patient has never smoked. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, and she's retired from Boeing. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, stroke, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, thyroid disease, and cancer. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Allergies, she's allergic to penicillin, codeine, latex, adhesive, tape, eucalyptus, lavender, and rosemary. Medications, she's on Lantus insulin, 30 units once daily. Humalog insulin, she takes 30 units in the morning, 20 units with lunch, 20 with dinner, and 15 units before snacks. Metformin is 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Lipitor, 40 milligrams daily. Claritin is 10 milligrams daily. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Carvedilol, 6.25 milligram, one twice a day. Benadryl, 25 milligram, one every 8 hours as needed for allergy symptoms. Losartan, 50 milligram, once daily. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height is 63 inches, weight 187 pounds. Pulse 64, oxygen saturation 96% on room air. Her blood pressure was high. She forgot her blood pressure medicine this morning. It was 190 over 100. She has not been taking it at home also, she reports. Her neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. No lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruises. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with an aortic murmur, grade 2 over 6. abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, there's no edema. Sensation is intact. No suspicious lesions or rashes on the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 7/20 of 2023. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is in the microscopic range at 38. When this was checked 3/17 of 2023, the ratio was normal at 15. Hemoglobin A1C was 7.1. Urinalysis is negative for blood and negative for protein. Electrolytes are normal. Creatinine 0.7. Calcium 8.6. Albumin is 4.2. 10/5 of 2022. Creatinine is 0.7. Assessment and plan. Diabetic microalbuminuria with preserved renal function and severe hypertension in the office. We have asked her to check blood pressures at home with the goal being 130 to 135 over 70 to 80. If it is not in that range at home due to the microscopic albuminuria, it would be safe to increase losartan to 100 milligram once a day, which would treat not only the high blood pressure but also the proteinuria. At this point, though, we'd like her to check blood pressures at home for at least several weeks before making any changes. Also, lab studies should be done every 6 months, including the microalbumin to creatinine ratio, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 year. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.